From Washington, this is VOA News. Separatists in Ukraine hold elections not recognized overseas. Burkina Faso's military government is pressured to hand power to a civilian leader. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko says he will meet with his top security officials on Tuesday to discuss how to deal with Russian-backed separatists in light of Sunday's rebel-held vote in eastern Ukraine. In a nationally televised address today, Mr. Poroshenko said the rebel-held elections were a gross violation of the ceasefire agreement signed by representatives of his government and the separatists. That agreement, he said, envisaged early local elections in parts of eastern Ukraine only and the basis of Ukrainian law. And given the separatist violation of the ceasefire agreement, the Ukrainian president said, we must make adjustments to our plan of action. The African Union has given Burkina Faso's military a 2-week deadline to return power to a civilian transitional government. The AU Peace and Security Council said today it will not impose sanctions on Burkina Faso, at least not now, but it warned that the military must hand over power to a civilian government or else. Burkina Faso's interim military ruler, Lieutenant Colonel Isaac Zida, promised that the nation will eventually be led by what he called a transitional body within the constitutional framework. He says power will be handed over to a consensus leader. At least 24 migrants from Afghanistan drowned today when the boat ferrying them to Europe sank off the coast of Turkey. Turkey's Coast Guard rescued 7 people from the waters near the Bosphorus Strait that splits Istanbul, but as many as 12 others may be missing. This is VOA News. Arab news channels are reporting heavy fighting in the center of Benghazi between forces loyal to the Libyan army and the Shura Council Islamist militias. Edward Uranian reports.
Pitched battles were reported in Benghazi's central commercial district of Asabri as Libyan army forces tried to dislodge Islamic militants and control of the area. Libyan TV reported that the Red Crescent evacuated its headquarters in the Jumhuriya Hospital due to heavy fighting. A Libyan army spokesman claimed that 95% of Benghazi was under the control of Libyan army units, but he has made the same claim several times in the past week. He admitted, however, that heavy fighting was continuing and that Islamic fighters still control some areas. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Reuters news agency reports that a suicide bomber has killed 23 people in Nigeria. The attack came in Yobe State today and targeted Shiites observing Ashura. Elsewhere in Nigeria, gunmen invaded a prison in the city of Lokoja, releasing 144 prisoners. One person was killed in that incident. Border guards from Pakistan and India went ahead with a flag-lowering ceremony at their main post today on the border, a day after a suicide attack killed at least 55 people there and wounded more than 100. Today's ceremony at the Wa crossing went on despite earlier plans to cancel it, with hundreds of men, women, and children there to watch the proceedings. Iraq is on high security alert amid a wave of bomb attacks targeting Shiites observing the annual Ashura commemoration. Islamic State militants, who are Sunnis, claimed responsibility today for 2 attacks a day earlier in Baghdad that killed 23 people. A terminally ill U.S. woman who became a leading advocate for assisted suicide for dying patients has taken her own life. Brittany Maynard died on Saturday in Portland, Oregon, after taking a lethal dose of medication. She did that just 3 weeks short of her 30th birthday. The newly rebuilt World Trade Center has opened in New York City, that coming 13 years after the 2001 terrorist attacks that destroyed the old center. Americans will vote on Tuesday in an election that analysts are predicting will give Republicans control of Congress for the first time in a decade. Republicans already control the 435-member House of Representatives, could add several seats to the 233 they hold there. Republicans could also command the 100-member Senate, where Democrats are now in a working majority. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.